Hey, everybody, it is the Star Wars Extravaganza. May the 4th be with you here on Two Geeks and a Microphone.
Welcome to the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast, your one-stop shop for television, movie, video games, comic books, book reviews, and more. Now, without further ado, here's Steven and Mike.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Two Geeks and a Microphone. I am your co-host, Mr. Stephen Boster, along with the one, the only, the most illustrious, Mr. Michael Shanks. Mike, say hey to everybody.
Good morning to all you geeks out there in geekdom land, and happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you and also with you. Hey, we got a couple of guests with us here today. Mike, would you like to introduce our guests?
All right. Well, first off, we have our spinoff show, the Geek Girls podcast with Angie. Megan won't be joining us for this first episode. She's not feeling so hot today, so she decided to step out. But Angie's in here to hang out with us.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And then have the geek with a Bible himself, or also known as on our podcast, the geek philosopher, Mr. Aaron McCoy. Welcome, Aaron.
Hello. Good to be here. Happy Star Wars Day. And what, you know what? The thing I love about this, we can continue it on because we also have, so we got May the 4th be with you. Tomorrow we have, there's always a bigger 5th. Then we got Revenge of the 6th. Then we have I Am the 7th.
Oh, nice.
That's No Moon, 8th a Space Station, and a 9th addition to my collection, and it's Treason 10. So
that's hilarious. I love
continues on the full way. Nice. So keep it going. Keep it going. Make it a full week. Make it like Christmas or something. Just
we should
Star Wars continue on.
That is well,
and I agree with that.
It's also celebrating Doctor Who, because May the 4th Doctor be with you also.
No, that's sacrilege. Forget it. This is
no, Star it's not Wars. Sacrilege. It's sorry.
You can keep your Doctor Who to yourself. Thank you. It's all Star Wars.
Oh, it will get posted on the Facebook
page. You want. It'll get removed from the Facebook page.
Yeah. I have a war here.
I think it'll be Quadro.
Something. Hey, real quick, I want to do a big shout out. Wookiees Movies and Music is here. Corey, good to see you.
Hey, Corey.
And Corey is with us. Oh, look. He's on Twitch as well. How cool is that?
Ooh, very nice. Cool.
And,
what's up?
Very, very fun. So, he must be on yours, Angie. Looks like he's on yours.
Yeah.
Very cool. Right on. So, I'll talk about Corey's channel here in just a few minutes at Geekdar. So hey, everybody, today we are talking Star Wars, but we got two jam-packed episodes, one right after that. We're going to take a break in between, you know, kind of do that between. But right now we are going to talk about Bad Batch. That is our main topic for the day. And we got to the series finale of Bad Batch, and so we want to talk about that and just enjoy conversations. And then coming up right after that, after the little potty break, we are going to do a special edition Star Wars squirrel episode. Now
may the squirrels be with you.
May the squirrels would be with you. And so we always joke about how, you know, we always squirrel onto different topics and stuff. Well, this is the day that we will squirrel and enjoy it. We'll just squirrel, 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 squirrel the whole time. So we got fun. Mike's got some neat ideas using Gemini to help guide us in that. And so it'll be a hoot. And so looking forward to it. So that there, everybody, is the day today. Mike, did I miss anything?
No, I can't take total credit for that. The squirrel idea was actually Aaron's idea.
Yes.
And I thought it was fantastic. I just absolutely loved it. So we decided to, I decided to incorporate that into AI, and we're going to see how this works.
Yeah. And I've got some unique questions to throw in there as well. So we'll, as I said, the more squirrels, the merrier. Just throw all the squirrels in, bring me your squirrels, your chipmunks, your
trash pandas? No, I'm just kidding.
Throw them all in.
The only problem with the squirrels is my new dog Luna, she likes to chase squirrels, so we might have an issue with this next episode.
That's so funny.
This morning, I took her for a walk this morning, and all of a sudden she saw a squirrel, and I almost got pulled across the street.
All right, well, let's get rolling, everybody. So, we doing up first, Mike?
Geeky news. I got one item for the geeky news.
Wait.
All right. Today's geeky news. Since we've got all these announcements about Marvel and DC and putting out all these, what's the word I'm looking for?
Reprints.
Yeah, reprints. We've got a thing 2-in-1. Reprint coming up in January. It's coming out January 28th of 2025. And I didn't know that Thing had this particular series, but it's called 2-in-1, and they team up the Thing with different Marvel characters. It kind of reminds me of Batman's Brave and the Bold, because that was the whole idea behind
where they
put Batman with unique characters and stuff. Mm-hmm. DC Universe. So I thought this was neat. I might have to look into getting this. Man, the comic book companies are just looking to take my money. That's all I got to say. Yeah, it'll be coming out January 28th, 2025. And the cover price will be $39.99. So check, take a look, keep an eye out for that.
And I'm gonna remember 6 months from now.
Right.
I'll try to give you a reminder as we come up on it. So
yeah.
If I buy it, you'll definitely hear about it, because we'll do it on the geeky, or I'll do it on my Geekdar. So we'll see.
Gotcha.
I like Thing. Thing's a great character in the Marvel universe.
Right on.
Oh yeah.
And I think they also have a couple Thing versus Hulk issues in there. Which
I love
Thing versus Hulk. That's just
nice.
Awesome. Awesome. So some good Marvel goodness there. And that is all I have for the geeky news. We ready to move on?
One other thing, just in case, for those of you who are Star Wars fans and may not realize it or may not know, I just want to let you know it is. Oops, that's not what I want to show you. May the 4th. But today on the Star Wars, here, we'll go to it real quick. On Star Wars, we now have the
Tales
of the Empire released today. So you can tell I'm in the middle of episode 5.
I'm like, okay.
I watched episodes 1 and 2 this morning. They are, well, I'll save it for the podcast.
The animation is really good.
Save it for the
really
podcast.
Good. Yeah. And so you've only got a few episodes, but we are going to.
You just gave a spoiler just by showing that. Yes, Grievous makes an appearance, and I was very, very happy.
Right. Everyone, you can tell Steven skipped this one, and this one to go to this one.
I was
going to
say, Steven skipped.
Yes, but anyway, but the point being is everybody in a couple of weeks. I am, yeah. So anyway, in a couple of weeks, we'll be reviewing those and having a good time with those. So happy Star Wars Day, everybody.
That's
yes, definitely happy Star Wars Day. All right, let's move on to Geekdar.
Go with the radar, sir. What's wrong with it? I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
The what?
The what?
And the what?
You know, the bleeps. The sweeps. And the creeps.
That's not all he's lost.
Oh, the great Michael Winslow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Brent and I watched the clip of him on America's
Got Talent.
America's Got Talent. That was awesome, him making an appearance on there. And the whole time I'm like, he should be one of the judges. He shouldn't be up there.
Right. That would be awesome.
It's all good.
I gotta check that out. I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, he did. It was a couple years ago. He had taken a break from Hollywood for quite a long time. I believe his wife passed away or I forget. He took a break from Hollywood and he was trying to get back into Hollywood. And one of his kids is like, "Hey dad, why don't you go on America's Got Talent?" And he's like, "Sure, why not? Looks like it'd be fun." So he made an appearance and he was fantastic as he always is.
That's awesome.
Technically I got two things for Geekdar. I featured on the Geeky News a few weeks back, and DC Comics is reprinting the Crisis series.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got it right here in my grubby little hand. I picked it up Monday at the comic book store. I was very happy that this was awesome. In my pull. Crisis is being reissued. The original Crisis being reprinted in the facsimile edition. So these are exact reprints of the original, except for one little thing. Here it says $3.99. It wasn't originally
$3.99.
So that's the only thing they deviated from the original. And I think it's cool because they're doing the Crisis animated movie, which Theron and I covered part one a few weeks back, and we will be doing part two pretty soon because it is out now. So I just got to get together with Theron and figure out when he can do that. The other thing I have for Geekdar is, well, today is May the 4th. So again, May the 4th be with you. And for May the 4th, we are going to see the 25th anniversary showing of Star Wars, A Phantom Menace, Episode 1.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey. Get to see Darth Maul in all his glory back on the big screen.
Nice.
I went to go see whenever they had the 3D release of it. That was really cool. And it's like, how crazy is it that Phantom Menace has gotten two re-releases out of all the different, they had the special editions, right? But that was just the one re-release. Now we out of all the Star Wars movies,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's great that you brought that up because Megan and I went and seen the 3D edition, and actually, I loved it.
I did too.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of the 3D stuff. I don't care to go for it, but man. Like seeing the pod race in 3D.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet that was so cool.
Yes. It has to be the right movie, but I really enjoy it. I think it's fun whenever you get the right
film
with it. And I really disappointed because that was like right after that Disney bought Lucasfilm. And so then they scrapped re-releasing because they were going to do all of them. They were going to go through all six of them in 3D.
Wow.
And which I'm guessing, are they going to do that with this Phantom Menace release? Are they just going to keep on going like once a year or something of re-releasing them? Or do you know if there's any plans for that?
Well, they have been putting each of the originals back in the theaters for different anniversaries and such. During the pandemic, I missed it, but they had The Empire Strikes Back in the theaters. Mm. And I'm disappointed because I really wanted to go see Phantom Menace. But I'm sure we'll see a re-release of Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
I think I see those two.
I love that because for years I was always a prequel apologist of saying like, look, they've got their faults, but these are great films and these are fun. It's Star Wars. It's imperfect, but these are great. I love that. The hatred for the Disney era is so strong that there's a renewed love for the prequels and appreciation for the prequels now.
Yeah.
So it's happy to see it come around.
I am not a prequel hater. I've never been a prequel hater. I've always stated that the originals are better, and I will always state that.
Of course. I don't know anyone who would say otherwise.
There are some.
Really?
There are some.
Okay. Yeah.
I know some personally that prefer the prequels to the originals because that's what they grew up with,
Sure, exactly.
That makes sense.
Right. I get that. That makes sense. The originals are my Star Wars. That's what I grew up
with. Right. Yeah, and, yeah.
But to me, without the originals, there none of this exists.
Yeah. Oh,
it was. Sam exactly. said it.
Yeah.
Sam's in the house. Hey, Sam. But Sam said, yes, the originals are, I'm going to dare
much
say,
more much better. More better.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Right on.
That's funny. Yes.
So, yeah, that's my Geekdar. If anyone else has any Geekdar.
I do, real quick. I want to give a shout out to, here, I'm going to share my screen so everybody can see it for those that are listening. A shout out to Wilkie's Movies and Music. So Corey is here. And what was really cool is on yesterday, while I was having my tacos, I do tacos for lunch, Corey went live to test something new where he just hung out with everybody because he celebrated getting 200 subscribers. And so I want to give a shout out to him.
I forgot about that.
I just got to say this, Corey, you are a most genuine individual. It was really fun to hang out and talk and stuff. I was just in the chat. I wasn't on the show. So, but it was pretty cool. He was doing some giveaways and all kinds of stuff. So to celebrate. So anyway, if you get a chance, everybody, check it out. It's Wilkie's Movies and Music. He does a lot of interviews with a whole bunch of other folks that have movie channels and stuff, and just kind of a fun interview. Plus he's got his own stuff that he likes to talk about too as well. So anyway, big shout out.
Very good. Cool.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to show us something else, something that you ordered.
Oh, I could show you guys that. All right, everybody, just for the
if you go and get it, that I could talk about mine real quick, because mine's going to be super short. Super short.
Well,
it's just a teaser.
It fits in with the theme, so.
It does. So everybody, I did a bad thing. I just saying.
I don't think it's a bad thing, though.
Well, when you spend money you really don't have, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
So,
well, just don't tell Dave Ramsey. You'll be okay.
Right.
It's an investment. Sorry, I'm sure it's an investment.
It is an investment because it is art. So I'm a Displate fan, you guys. I'm on the Displate Club. I really like Displate. Nice. You can see I've got some behind me and things like that. But they did a special edition, a limited edition Darth Maul that you can see here. Oh, it's kind of embossed, and it's kind of what's the word? It's detailed. It's like 3D detailed kind of thing. But if you put a black light to it, it changes colors.
Ooh, nice.
So I'm not sure what all that looks like yet and stuff like that. So,
I just realized one side of his lightsaber is purple and the other side's red
under the black light. Yes.
Oh, that's so.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like. That's come in until Wednesday or Thursday. So,
I gotta get a black light.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to have a black light in the house because we have pets. And so anywhere a pet does something in the carpet and stuff, it shows up in a black light.
Yeah, it's like a crime scene.
It's like a crime scene.
That would be a problem.
I'm just saying, it's the truth.
Yeah, we're going to have to redo our floors.
So funny.
All right. Angie said she had a Geekdar.
Yeah. I just want to do a snippet real quick. So it's kind of like a little teaser for an episode that we're going to do on the 8th. Is that correct, Stephen? June 8th?
Yes. We're combining shows on June 8th.
I finally finished Fallout, the show on Amazon Prime. Oh my gosh. I'm not going to say anything because I want to save it for the podcast. But I will say it blew my mind. So I want to let everybody know, make sure you check out our episode on June 8th because it's going to be amazing.
Well, just for the record, so everybody knows, you are a big Fallout fan.
I
think it's important to notate someone who's a big fan and then watching the show, because those who enjoy the games, if anything, someone, the books or the games, and then they
go
out of it, there's usually a lot of discord about that. But I think in this instance, I think it's worth notating that we think they did a pretty decent job. So, but we'll talk about that.
I will say that I'm usually the one that's like, nope, not doing it. Like, cause they always ruin it, but I was pleasantly surprised.
And we will have a second guest on for that episode too. Contagious Punk, her husband, Tyler, is, I talked to him this week, and he is going to make an appearance on that episode also. And he is a humongous Fallout fan. In fact, he created a whole costume of the, I don't know, the stormtrooper looking guy and all this stuff. And yeah, so, I don't know what he is. I don't know. He looks like a stormtrooper.
Real quick. Just want to give a shout out to Sam real quick. Sam says, goodbye guys. Great stream. Those who don't know, Sam is a long way away and it's not time for him. And, so,
well, Sam, I hope you had a good May the 4th.
That's right.
He's, or ahead of us, he's isn't going
he?
In.
He's ahead of us. Yeah. I think he's ahead of us.
Yeah, he's.
Or if you, if yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, you had a good May the 4th. Sam is down under. He's down in.
So he's like a day and a half. No day. He's he's a day.
Ahead I don't know, something like that.
Right. Okay. I don't know. All right, we're ready to hit the main event.
All right, let's do this.
It's time for the main event.
That All weird. Right.
That was weird on my end.
Why?
It didn't go through. Hey, everybody. Welcome. We're just going to continue on. Sorry. Let's go. All right, everybody. Hey. All right. So the main event is we're talking Star Wars Bad Batch, the last season. And we have talked briefly. We did the first couple episodes. We did a mid-season review. And now we're hitting the end of it all. It is so sad because they're all dead now.
This is Bad Batch, not Rogue One.
Right.
That's funny. You know, there was talk that they all might die at the end of this, though. But I'll
be open with you. I got so tired, sick, and tired of all the everyone trying to say, "Oh, the Echo is going to be the or not Echo." They were saying Tick was going to be the, you know, the new. Whatever and all this kind of stuff, and they say, "Oh, this person's gonna die, and the Wrecker's gonna die, and they're all gonna die," and or you know, everyone was trying to come
he
up with
dies,
these things.
She like, die, they all die.
Right, another Rogue One reference. That was good.
That's so funny.
So I was just like, I just want to enjoy it. I don't care how things are connected or anything. I just want to enjoy it, and I was pleasantly surprised. I enjoyed the ending.
Really.
I
was not expecting this. See, okay, Steven and I do not discuss it before the podcast.
That's correct. We do not.
We have a rule. We save it for the podcast.
Save it for the podcast.
Yep.
I was
Thanks, Andrew.
I was slightly disappointed with the finale. Just, I mean, I liked it, but at the same time, I didn't feel adequately.
You can say adequate. I like that. Adequate. I love it.
I didn't feel like it finished it properly. Let's just put it that way.
Ooh, okay. All right. Now, I'm not saying it was a great ending, but I am curious. So it didn't finish it adequately. Just yeah. So, yeah.
So, you know, I do have a little bit of. Yeah. What was that, Aaron?
I said it sounds like Hatties, you were saying.
Right.
Oh, you know,
that's hilarious.
I love it.
I did put a little bit of tequila cream in my coffee this morning, so maybe
nice.
It's tequila cream.
Explains a lot.
I don't think I put enough.
Okay, so, all right. So, real quick, if you had to rate it, let's rate it. But I do want to come back and say, what would it have been to be an adequate ending for you?
What were you expecting?
Definitely. So I'd love to hear that.
Okay, so first of all, I was pleasantly surprised that we got a extended episode for the final episode.
Yes.
Just like we did for the season premiere. And I like
that. Rather than a 10-minute episode, we got a 50-minute episode.
That's not true at all. We had a 50-minute episode. Anyway, I was very pleased with the last few episodes. Lots of action. Really got to see the Bad Batch in action. I really liked that. I love the development of Omega and Crosshair's their relationship. That was fantastic.
Agreed.
Yes. I think for the most part, they closed a lot of threads, but there was just some that I felt it left me hanging. And I was like, huh? What? Oh, what?
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
I have mixed feelings on the finale. It was good. I just think it could have been better. That's all.
Oh, it could have been
much more
better.
Hey, there we go.
Just so you know, everybody, I'm going to do that a whole lot since Mike just admitted he had tequila in his drink.
That's why I got a second cup.
No, it's vanilla chai tequila cream, to be exact.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm going to need to spike mine now. Darth Vader cup.
I kind of felt we needed to spike our drinks for this one. and Steven, do you remember this cup?
Yeah, that's your Darth Vader cup.
Yes, it's my Darth Vader corksicle that Steven was very kind to send me 1 year.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Just 1 year.
Dead GM.
Okay.
Hilarious.
So what would you give it? What score would you give it then?
Good question. I think I will go a 7.5 for now. Wait, are we going series wide? Or are we going just the finale?
Oh, just the finale. We're talking about the finale, the last couple episodes.
Finale. Yeah, I think I'll stick with a 7.5. I'll go 7.5. If the other couple threads would have been closed up, I think I could have went 8.5. But yeah,
okay. We'll come back around to what your expectations were. Sure. I want to hear that. Okay, cool. Angie, did you see him?
I'm still in the previous season. So I'm just here for the fun.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, cool. Right on. Yeah. So I would, in all fairness, I would give it a nice 8 out of 10. I thought it rounded. It rounded out the series for the most part. I mean, yes, I agree with you. There are some things that were probably missing. I thought the extended ending was kind of nice, a little bit kind of like what do you call that? A postlude? Yes. A postlude? Yes. Kind of at the end where like, oh, years later, you know, 5 to 10 years later, whatever, you know, oh, Omega's all grown up, you know, oh, spoilers. Oof. She lives, everybody. She doesn't die like everybody thought. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we only had one Bad Batcher die and he died last season. So
spoilers. I'm just kidding. So,
no, I'm past that part. It's okay.
I know it's spoilerific territory, everybody. We just don't care anymore. I will say this is that I did expect more from a super climactic and it was okay. It was enjoyable. That's why I just gave it 8 out of 10. It wasn't like a big, super big finale kind of a thing for me.
I agree. It was enjoyable. I just, yeah, there was just a couple things I wanted more.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, so for me, now I have not kept up with the series. I'm like Angie. I'm just here for the, you know, hanging out. And I said, if some other Star Wars squirrels come around, we'll go chasing them and what have. But mostly, I'm here for the next one. I did watch the finale, but I would say this: I was tired and I was kind of in and out of it. But the fact that I was in and out of it, because I've had plenty of times I've been tired, and then you turn on the right movie, the right show, and it's like, I don't care how tired I am, I'm engaged in this. I care. This is, you know, it sucks you in. And now, once again, I said I'm at a disadvantage because I like watched the first two episodes of the whole show and then the last one. So obviously I missed a lot of the build up and stuff, but right. I would at least, you know, add in a little bit of the, just, you know, because you can have like a fun, cool movie, but for our show, but for something to be good, like this is the defining difference of if something is good, it's just, do you care? I watched last night, I saw Civil War, and the it's like the America, like what would happen if America wins Civil War. And I really wanted to like it. But once again, I didn't care about any of the people. I didn't care. So.
Oh, really?
That's my, okay. Yeah. So I don't give that one my recommendation. But basically, similar feelings of I should feel invested. And it shouldn't be like if they did kill everybody law in Bad Batch, it probably wouldn't have mattered to me. So.
Okay.
So that's my less than enthusiastic review, my minimal and less than enthusiastic review.
No, that's fair. That's a fair review, actually. I mean, especially considering you haven't watched the entire season, but no, I get what you're saying. If you come into something and it grabs you and you immediately care about the characters, and it just didn't grab you like that, I think that's fair. Steven and I have had 3 seasons of this. So, you know, we've been following these characters all the way through. I do care about Omega. I care about the whole Bad Batch. I like all of them, but we've had 3 seasons of build up to that. So I totally get what you're saying. Makes sense. It makes sense.
Dead air. I'm postulating here.
Okay. Here's a question. So having gone through the whole season, was there a particular standout episode? So if I wanted to give this another chance, is there a particular standout episode that I should go to?
No.
Oh, good question.
My memory's not good enough for that.
Or is there like a particular season or a particular? I mean, I know there's only 3, but just anything that stand out, or just even moments, because we're reflecting on this entire journey that you've had with these guys. Was there any standout moments that was just like, this was amazing, this part was...
I mean... no.
So they were continuing the less than enthusiastic review here.
Well,
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that, because I've enjoyed the Bad Batch. I think it's been a really good series. I like the characters. The characters are very good. I think they've added a lot more to Star Wars than the sequel trilogy has. I would highly recommend the Bad Batch over the sequel trilogy any day of the week.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say that there weren't some, you know, filler episodes here and there.
Yeah, there were.
You know, we covered several of those over the last two seasons. And we did go through the A-Team episodes, because it was pretty much Bad Batch out for hire. Was interesting and fun for a while, and then got old.
It got really old. Real
yeah.
Quick.
Yeah. It was like, okay, I get it. Let's
smash and grab, yeah. Smash and grab, yeah. Smash and grab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you did have a lot of that, but when it started delving more into the lore of Star Wars and
Tantus, once we hit Tantus.
Yeah. Once we hit Tantus, which was last season, end of last season, Tantus was brought in. That's when I really started getting even more invested in this. And I felt that it helped fix a few problems for the sequel trilogy.
Interesting.
Then I gotta watch it, because if I can fix that as much as possible, then I need to I need to do it.
It's not gonna fix it to where you're gonna like the sequel trilogy. it just explains
some things, but even at the very end, I thought they would go into more detail on what Project Necromancer really, really was, and they
never
mention it. Oh, hey. Project Necromancer. Oh, this is really interesting, kind of a thing. I'm like, well, yes. Why don't you we all know what it is, but it'd be nice if someone freaking confirmed it and gave more detail on it.
Okay, now Steven's hitting the frustration that I hit, and that's what I was expecting.
Yeah.
That's here we go.
So yeah, so they mention it. So, you know, in what was it, Star Wars Battlefront 2, they introduced the concept of Project Necromancer. And then
did that go back to Battlefront?
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a end very at the very, very end when you finish the game and that kind of a thing, you get kind of a glimpse of that. Then so you're like, oh, okay. You figured it was just a throw in to try to connect the sequel trilogy. And then then we got Tantus. Well, we've seen Tantus before in the books. So we're like, I remember Mike, you talking about, I'm like, okay, here we go. Here's Tantus.
Well, now to confirm that, Tantus was in the original Thrawn trilogy by Timothy Zahn. And that's what made me excited, because I was like, oh, we're getting connections to original Thrawn material here. Mm. And I was hoping maybe we could get Sebath, but yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah. So at least they were bringing the introductions and stuff of it all, and we got Tantus. I'm like, okay, cool. And then now, oh, here's the vault, and then you go into the vault, you know, in the last Bad Batch. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just all these kids. Okay, well, dadgummit, where's the rest of this whole thing with Necromancer and all this kind of stuff? And think you were going to get into it, and then at the end, when everything gets destroyed, they're like, you know, here comes Tarkin. Okay, let's move everything over to Project Stardust. You know, which is Death Star, everybody. If you don't know,
yeah.
If you're a Star Wars fan, you probably already know. And I was like, well, how in the world do we get to the sequel trilogy now? It's like you created what's his name? The guy who does Lost and the guy who did the first of the sequels.
J.J. Abrams
and his whole mystery box concept. Well, my issue has always been...
You mean Jar Jar Abrams?
Yeah. My issue has always been with the mystery box concept is you never answer the question. And,
right.
And that's what they did. They just pushed it off again.
Yeah,
and I was like, really? So that's why I'm like, you know...
Yeah.
Aaron, just to go back to the whole thing about why there's nothing really about going back to watches, it's worth seeing, but I have no desire to go back just because I'm a time structured issue individual. I have no desire to go back to watch any other episodes of The Bad Batch. I don't feel comfortable telling you, oh yeah, go back to this episode. It's totally worth it, kind of a thing. If I don't feel like it's worth to go back to see a secondary one, that'd be it. So,
and I gotta say, you say that literally the only one that I'm like, okay, I was like trying to push through, and this is why I'm still in like a couple of the episodes before getting into the new season. The only one that really stood out to me was when Wrecker, I'm horrible with names, so I'm probably the one that Echo always hung around in the first like two seasons. Wrecker, right? The one that actually
Wrecker's the big guy,
yeah. The one where he like kind of turned bad for a minute, Echo was like really scared and all this kind of stuff and trying to like help him remember who he really is.
That episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Literally the only episode that I was like, okay, finally something that makes me want to like kind of pull at me a little bit. But other than that, I was just like, okay, come on, let's do this. Yeah,
that was the only episode that Wrecker deviated from his he has that dumb, lovable brother, you know, character to him. You know, he's just like the dumb, lovable, strong brother.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he is. And he did deviate.
That kind of made me like, oh wow, you know. But then other than that, like when I was watching some of the other episodes, I was just like, ugh. I was like I'm sitting there trying to watch it. And I mean, like, I do believe there was two episodes where I was like, skip, skip, skip. Okay, skip, skip. I did a lot of Steven skips in this show.
Yeah.
Well, I skipped over the entire, you know, most of the season. So that's like the most incredible. I watched the first episode, last one. Very impressive.
I mean,
so let me ask you this. Are you guys all caught up on like all the different Star Wars shows they have on Disney Plus? Are there any that you haven't watched yet?
I haven't done Tales of the Empire because it came out today.
Well, yeah.
Sure, obviously. Where do you think you would rank Bad Batch amongst all the various Star Wars shows?
What a great question, Aaron. It's a good question.
Against all of them. Well, first of all, Mandalorian comes on the top for sure.
Yes, absolutely. No doubt. No doubt. Especially the first two seasons. Like three, and, but, you know, has some.
Yeah. Shows, but, oh, yeah. Yeah. The three, three was weird, the first but.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so, but, so good. Like, it's just as good. Like, I put that up there with, you know, any of the best Star Wars. I mean, it's,
yeah. Oh, agreed.
Better than
agreed.
Some of the movies. So, yeah. Better than anything then, from the other, the newest the sequel, set of movies.
The sequel trilogy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
almost anything's better than the sequel trilogy. Anyway,
so paint drying the other day, a little bit better than the sequel trilogy.
Rooms better than.
Although, I mean, we've talked about this before. I try to see the good in them, but the individual movies, I can appreciate things about them, but as a trilogy. It does not work as a trilogy. That was their biggest failure.
Is oh, that, I can find little pieces throughout it that I enjoy. I absolutely love Mark Hamill's performance in The Last Jedi.
He had his best
acting performance ever in there.
Yes, we've talked about this, but yeah, I like crotchety old man Luke. You know, even
yeah.
Yeah, but it disrupted the trilogy so bad. Like that should have been that amount of experimental storytelling should have been reserved for some kind of a spinoff movie like a Rogue One or something like that. Yep. So I'm fine with what they did with so in the points. But by all means, go back to it's one of your guys' earlier episodes when we discussed. Last Same. Jedi.
Well, you asked how we'd rank it among the TV.
Yes, series. Absolutely.
And again, I have to put Mandalorian on the top. That is definitely the top. And then this will be a controversial statement, but I have to put Andor at the very bottom for me. I was so bored with Andor.
How much did you watch of it?
I watched the whole thing. We covered it on
really?
The show.
Really? Okay.
And I was torn out of my mind.
To me, it started like that. And I felt like, man, I'm doing this just as, like, stability, rather than really enjoying it. But I really got into it the more it kept going.
There were a couple of standout episodes. Like, Andy Serkis stuff was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anything he was in, anything he touched was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I was so bored. I don't care about what's her face's relationship with her husband, and sorry, I'm
that's
bored.
Fair. No, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, and I have to your opinion, so that's fair.
So I have to put that on the bottom.
Which you didn't like Dune as well, so that makes sense of why you didn't like that similar. Similar vibe.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Dune. I said you didn't like Dune.
I fell asleep just when you said something there. What was that?
A little glitch. You had a squirrel.
The
squirrel
movie about sand.
Right. Sand. I hate sand. It gets on. It gets on everything. It's rough and it's coarse.
That's so funny.
You know, if they would have put Anakin Skywalker in that movie, I probably would have loved it.
Maybe we could do that. We can edit that in throughout it.
There was a chosen one in it.
Sort
of. I tell you what though.
One I chose.
I just watched the new one and like absolutely loved it. I thought it was
really
better than your first.
We're gonna do a review.
So, nice. Yes, I think that would be. Now,
it's not hard to top that first one.
there is more action in it. There is more stuff. I think you would appreciate.
I'll put the worst Bad Batch up against the top against Dune.
Right.
Yeah. See, I like Dune. I really enjoy it. But I'm sorry. I keep squirreling too early.
Yeah. Let's go back to our Star Wars. This is a Bad Batch episode. Squirrels next time.
Yeah. So where do we? So we've got. So between Mandalorian as the cream of the crop, top Disney series, Andor at the bottom, Yeah, where are you thinking?
I would put Clone Wars, the Clone Wars series, underneath Mandalorian, because I really enjoy the Clone Wars series. There's so much goodness in the Clone Wars series.
Yeah.
And then probably my next would be Obi-Wan, then Ahsoka, and then probably Bad Batch after that.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do you include Boba Fett as just being Mandalorian season 2.5?
Oh, I forgot him.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that's horrible.
2.5.
Yeah,
is Boba Fett?
That's horrible.
Boba being one of my all-time favorite Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm like, that's your favorite. You can't even think.
Yeah, I completely forgot about him. Well, you know, technically Mandalorian is Boba Fett, so
it is. I include it all. I really think they should have it. Like, that should be you know, whenever it's on there, like listed, that should have been.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they filmed it. That's how they made it. I know so many people who were so confused going into Mandalorian season 3, and they're like, "Wait, what's going on with this? What happened with?" You know, he's got Yoda, or he's got Grogu back. You know, what's what happened there? So, yeah,
it was right. Yeah, yeah. So
they tried.
They tried. I love it.
A for effort.
Yeah,
they gave it the good old college try.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so fun. Oh,
there's
my god.
There's a few minutes than that, but yeah.
I don't hate Boba Fett. I enjoyed the series, but it was weird. It was
really different.
Yeah, and it's I mean, that's the hardest thing about when you try to flesh out a mystery. It's kind of talking about like the J.J. Abrams mystery box, because sometimes the unknown is so much more intriguing than the known. And that's why, like, I think with a lot of, I know you're a big horror movie fan, I think the first half of a lot of horror movies are the best, because we don't see the monster yet. And there's still that creepy thing of what is in there. You know, like with Jaws, one of the best things that happened with Jaws is that robot wasn't working right. And so they play with your mind, they play with your, you know, you see the fin, you see the barrel. And so, cause your imagination is creating, you know, something so much better than what they can deliver on. And so the more that you start showing the mysteries, the more that the more they kind of they lose you. I mean, that's the same thing, like, you know, with Lost. I mean, the first half, so amazing. And then once you actually learn some of the stuff, it's like, oh, okay. It's like you can't deliver on that good of it was, as far as the mystery, you know, I love it. Lost is arguably, I think, I could make an argument that it's the best show ever made. Let me take that back.
That's Jar Jar Abrams, isn't it?
Yes.
It is.
I think it probably has some of the best characters of anything out there.
Okay, give me that. And
how they now the last season was disappointing. That threw off a lot of people. Because they just can't deliver on the mystery element of it. But I think what they did just with the characters, the character story of everything, and also part of it was with the times of whenever it came out. I mean, that was just part of the whole, you know, because like the internet was still like, you know, forums and theories, and like you kind of had to be part of the whole, you know, every week, what happened with that? What was that mystery here? What was that? You know, people coming up with their fan theories and all of that. But no, I still love Lost.
It is the thing with J.J. Abrams is that he is great at creating the mysteries, but his payoffs are never any good.
Yeah. Like, because I really loved Force Awakens. I thought it set up, whenever I saw it, I said, that's exactly what it needed to be. Exactly what it needed to be. And then it did not continue exactly as it needed to continue.
It didn't.
go back and watch mine and Aaron's episode on The Force Awakens.
Sorry, the Last Jedi.
We're squirreling a little bit. I need to wrangle this.
Oh, I know.
So if we're putting them in place, though, it is a great question, Aaron, as far as where would we put it in the series, or, you know, in all the Disney Plus series or the things. I like Bad Batch better than Clone Wars. Clone Wars was good, but don't get me wrong. Yeah.
And then there's also what's the one that's like in between 3 and 4? What's that one called? The with like Ezra and all them. What was that one called?
Rebels.
Rebels. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, Rebels
was good. I enjoyed Rebels. It set up some new lore. We got some good characters, as you said. I mean, you know, there were some good characters, and it was worth seeing. And I like the new lore of the Force, the world between worlds. And then we got to see that in Ahsoka live action. And I enjoyed that. So I'm not saying they're bad. I really enjoyed them. I enjoyed Bad Batch from the aspect of you had something different. You had a squad. It was like the A-team to a certain degree. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And just for that first season, it was.
But and then they got into the whole thing with it was the mystery box. Who is this girl? Who is Omega? And then we got some more answers of that. We did get it, you know, to a certain degree. But as it wrapped up, I was just like, okay, I mean, it's fine. It's a fine ending. I don't think I really had any particular expectations of an ending, realistically, because I didn't know where they could have gone, and I just kind of accepted it where it was.
Where they could have gone. Well, we could have actually had the war between clones and stormtroopers. That's where they could have gone. That's where a lot of people were theorizing this would go to. And I actually would have enjoyed that, seeing it go into one more clone war and it actually be the clones against stormtroopers, you know, and we finally see that complete transition of stormtroopers completely taking over and the clones being implemented totally out of the whole system. And I guess in a way we kind of got that, because we did have the clones who revolted, when the Bad Batch breaks into Tantus and frees the clones that were there and being experimented on. So, and then they fought with the Bad Batch said, "Hey, you guys have fought. You don't have to fight anymore. This is our fight." And they said, "Nope, we're all brothers," which was great because it kind of brought us back to the Clone Wars when the Bad Batch was not accepted by the quote unquote regs. You know, the regs looked down on them and said, "No, you're not a part of us. You're not one of us. You're different, blah, blah, blah." You know, so it just kind of brought us, you know, it rounded that all out going, "Hey, that's all behind us now. We are all brothers, no matter what." And it really gave the individuality into the clones. And so in that aspect, it was a good ending there. I like the ending with the relationship between Omega and the Bad Batch themselves. We had that great father-daughter moment between Hunter and Omega. Fantastic. Love it. I one of my favorite scenes was when Hunter and Crosshair when they get Omega back from Hemlock, the bad guy. Sorry, my brain had a brain fart there. When Hemlock had himself handcuffed to Omega and he was holding Omega hostage, and Crosshair shoots the cuffs with his one hand, by the way. He got rid of the shaky hand. Well, one of the specialty troopers got rid of a shaky hand, by the way. You know, that's sad. He's not even a Jedi and he lost a limb.
That's funny.
I thought that was reserved for Jedis, but you know, Of course, then again, Echo's he lost several limbs. So, you know, we had that moment. That was another moment I liked. I like when Echo takes the hand of the droid and puts it on his little stub, you know, whatever. Yeah. So that gave him a hand. And then when he even said, "Hey, thanks for the hand."
That's
fantastic line. There's some great moments in those last episode. Really, really good moments that I enjoyed. It's just I didn't feel they wrapped up the Omega thing enough. I don't feel they closed it, because all this three seasons we've had this whole, you know, drawn out thing of, well, why are they taking her blood? Why are they doing this? Saying how special Omega was. Mm-hmm. We never really got an answer to that. And it really bugs me, you know?
I don't like that.
So, that was the thing. I went, huh? Where's the answer about why Omega? They proposed the idea that she could be force sensitive, you know? And I think they threw that out, which I'm kind of okay with it. I really don't want her being force sensitive. I want Omega to be special forces like the rest of the bad men. I prefer her to be military special forces. I like that.
Right.
Not everybody has to be force sensitive. Just because you're in Star Wars doesn't mean you have to have the force.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of that trope.
And I think my other gripe really along the same veins is then everything has to be connected. And I know they're putting Omega as, now I'm going to join the Rebel Alliance as a pilot. I mean, now I'm like, oh gosh, here we go. Everyone's like, oh, who's going to do live action, or where are we going to see her again kind of a thing. And I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Well, see, I like that though. I did enjoy the fact that we saw her as another more mature Omega.
Agreed.
And I liked her saying, hey, I'm going off to fight for the rebellion. You know, because it's showing she's following her own path. You know, I liked it. Now, does that mean she's going to come into live action? I don't know. She might. Will I be excited? Maybe. It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they'll give her a spinoff show. There's been rumors of that, too. Oh, we're going to get the Omega show next. I don't know. We'll see. It's possible. to quote Mark Hamill, it's possible.
Right.
I just don't know. I don't know. We'll see. Yep. We'll see what happens. Overall, I don't think it's a bad series. I think it was a decent ending to the Bad Batch.
Yeah, it was a decent ending. Is it worth watching? Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially if you watch Blu-ray? Nah.
No, I don't think. I don't know. Well, I haven't bought all the Clone Wars on Blu-ray either. That's a big endeavor there.
Well, I have my Disney Plus, you know, subscription. Well, so
right. But you know what? I hate to tell you this, but Disney Plus ain't going to be around forever.
Well, that's true.
How dare you, sir?
I guarantee you it won't.
Right on.
We will see.
Legit.
All right, everybody. Well, we need to wrap up because we all need to take a break before we come back in about 15 minutes for our what we're calling our squirrel episode. In other words, we're squirrel on all kinds of topics and different discussions about Star Wars. And we're going to have some fun with it and just have a good time. Hopefully you can join us to continue with us, because it's going to be a hoot, because we haven't done anything like it before. And I doubt we'll stay on any topic longer than 2 minutes, probably. Maybe even 2 seconds. We'll see what happens.
1.5 seconds.
Like, all right, real quick, everybody. If you are checking us out, you've never seen us before, hey, thanks for joining us. And we are at www.2geeksmic.com is our website. Please check us out there. If you want to help support us, we are on Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/2geeks. We have a $1 tier, a $2 tier, and a $3 tier. What's really cool about that is recently we released one of our AI story created books. Like, we guided the AI and had the AI help us. We had the ideas and put it all together in a book. And we did the audiobook version is for our Ko-fi subscribers that we posted. We've got
Steven worked coming. Very hard on that, by the way.
I've still got to do some work on the next one, because we talk about Qui-Gon and my audio stuff keeps wanting to say Qui-Gon. So I kept kind of trying to change it. So I'm getting that fixed. Like, what if Qui-Gon, the audiobook is what if he survived? And what does that mean? And so we created a fun fan fiction on that. So we're going to have that for everybody too. And so please check us out. Please support us. All that money really just goes to help us pay for the supplies and stuff for StreamYard and all that kind of thing and our podcast stuff. But also you can help support us by, we got some merch. And so twogeeksmicmerch.com, or you can go to our website, twogeeksmic, and get there as well. Or if you want to just say a chat or comment, you can comment below, or you can go or send an email to show@twogeeksmic.com. Mike's really good at checking those and keeping those situated. Make sure he replies and stuff. So, all right, with that, Mike, it's all up to you now.
All right. And I forgot to mention in the geeky news, today is not only Star Wars Day, but it is also Free Comic Book Day. So make sure you get out there to the comic book stores, your comic book store of the choice, preferably a mom and pop shop, so you can support local businesses. I am all for that. I have a particular comic book shop, and Ashley asked me if I was going to be there today. I said I didn't know. Because we're going to see The Phantom Menace, and we got two episodes of this. But you make sure and get out and support your comic book shop. Get some free comics. They always put some limited edition free comic books out for Free Comic Book Day. But don't just pick up your free comics. Browse the shop. Buy something. Help support the shop. That's all I got to say. And so with that, over and out. And may the 4th. Be with you. Thank you for joining us today on the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. Tune in next week when we will have more news and reviews. Until then,